happy Friday. We have a very special guest that's a jerk. She doesn't understand how production works, apparently.
If that's zooming in on my...
All of these hours in television, and our guest doesn't understand how production works.
So, yes, we're doing this now, and then it's going to air tomorrow.
Yep.
So it's not live. So you can edit out all of Dee's inappropriate commentary about how everything's
no,
disgusting.
No, that's all staying.
No, that all stays.
We don't edit Dee at all. No. We're going to let people just hate him. We have a very special guest, a very good friend of ours, who has went on to become very, very, very famous and very popular on Instagram.
Yeah.
How many years have I known you? 20 years?
No, not quite. Not quite.
Pretty. It's getting there.
It is.
Yeah.
Is it? It is.
15?
Yeah.
Okay, listen. You guys have known each other forever. Apparently, since you guys were clubbing together when she was 17, which seems a little suspect to me.
Yeah, lock MD.
Okay, listen, all right, Kelly, calm it down. Okay. We obviously have all the best, most important news, all things pop culture, sports, big sports China talk.
Morgan was
big on this topic.
I mean, who would have thought?
She came in just so well-versed.
Coming in like Xi Jinping.
Xi Jinping, technology and business, and of course, our winners, losers, and content.
And on our newsletter, we asked for questions, and we got some incredible questions. Taylor's going to sift through them, and we're going to answer them.
We are, and tomorrow we are live on Wilshire and La Brea at our live event, group chat live. And then on October 15th, we have a live show at the Peppermint.
Yeah, so
oh,
come
that's
out to the
fun.
You should come to the Peppermint.
I'm gonna come.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'll RSVP live at group-chat.com.
Great.
Let's get into it.
Cash.
Ladies and gentlemen, group chat. Cash.
Go, Woody, go.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday. We have a very, very,
very,
very, very one more special guest.
Very special guest.
Our good friend Morgan Stewart. Morgan, welcome to the pod.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much. I love that everyone's clapping but you. See, I got a golf clap from him.
Because we just cleared up an issue that you guys don't even follow each other on social media.
Which is
no, I follow her.
Oh my God.
She doesn't follow me.
That's famous of me. No. I got to fix that. You know what? I'm going to do that. That's going to be my first act on the pod. I'm going to follow you.
No wonder he didn't clap. I wouldn't clap either.
Wow. Yeah, that is so... I mean, by the way, send a DM. Or don't, actually. I can't have that.
So, Morgan, we've known each other, you guys longer than I, but we've known each other for a very long time. But since we were friends, I mean... You were just sort of this very outspoken, I will say hilarious, friend of ours. And I think we always believed in you and your star power.
I think I believed first.
Did you? I don't remember. You say this to me. I don't remember you believing in my star power.
I remember when you were auditioning.
You have to set this up. So we've known each other for genuinely how many years? So I was 17 and I'm... 17 now. So
when, how long have you known her?
Since she was
since
17 years old.
And I'm 17. So
why over 17?
Over 10
how old
years.
Were you?
I was.
Why are you hanging out with 17 year olds?
I was sneaking into Guys and Dolls or whatever Brian's spot was on Beverly Boulevard. What was that first call? What was it before?
It was Beverly.
It was Guys and Dolls.
Yeah.
And I was showing my ID from Arizona saying, let a bitch in. And they did. And so that's what happened. So we go back to Burton Way.
Yes, Burton Way. And then Brian and I moved to another house and she would always hang out with some of her friends.
Yep.
And I remember when you first auditioned or you were thinking about going to an audition at for Rich Kids at Beverly Hills.
Okay.
I think you were with Dorothy and you were like, I'm thinking about doing this. And I'm like... I remember telling you, you're going to, like...
This is going to happen. But I was famous in my own mind way before that. Like,
You thought you were more famous then, and you had nothing.
And nothing. That I will also say, not to get so serious, but I do think that back then, I had way more confidence and was way more excited about who I was than now.
I agree.
Wow. And I have a lot more to show for myself now. Yeah. I have a lot of stuff going on. And back then, I was, like, totally... unapologetically myself.
Because now you actually have to do the work and like you have all the real stress. Before you were just famous in your own mind.
I like the stress, but now it's just, it's not quite.
Yeah.
I remember you thought you were such hot shit.
And I was not hot. Like I had some solid tits, but they were not fixing the face. Like I was so blindly delusional about how hot I was. I look back and I'm like, bitch, who the fuck? Who was trying to hit it? Not very many people.
But that's what we loved about you. That's what we loved, yes. Is that star quality, I'll call it.
Yeah.
Some call it arrogance, blind arrogance.
I'll call it honesty.
It's honesty.
Star power.
Star power, fine. Thank you. I appreciate that.
And so the point is, since then, you have went on to actually become famous. So
yes,
because I'm not 100% up to date, what are you working on now? I know that you did that show that was originally,
yes.
It was Rich Kids of Beverly Hills.
Right. Then,
I got a cameo in.
You did? You were like on the first season, you were my mentor on that show. Dee, you and I have... we've gone way back.
Really sort of broke away from the pack on that show, huh?
Yeah, but didn't we know that was going to happen? Okay. You know what I mean? No, but like I also knew that I did that show with intention and I was going to continue on to do other things. Like I always wanted to be sort of like the new age Chelsea Handler. Like that was the role.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted to do.
Yep.
So now I work at E! Full time and I host a show called Nightly Pop, which is on Sunday and Mondays. It's now going to be Monday through Thursday in November, so four nights a week.
Wow.
I also do their day show called Daily Pop, All the Pops. And I have a segment on Instagram called Necessary Realness. I do a Snapchat show called What the Fashion twice a week, which is crazy. And then I have a workout line called Morgan Stewart Sport, which is real good.
Yeah, it is real
good. It's real good next week. But am I? Because he's like...
He has his own private elevator, right?
Yeah, he does have it. He's got 30 million a year. I'm like a Chelsea Handler, Joan Rivers remix-ish, hopefully.
What's the goal? Like, where do you want to be the next Chelsea Handler? Do you want to be the next female Ryan Seacrest?
Yeah, not Ryan Seacrest. I want to host my own late night show.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question.
Like, yeah, that's completely tailor-made to my personality.
Podcast, huh? You don't have a podcast?
No, I don't even have the time.
Yeah.
Why is TV the reason, like, why are you doing TV versus, like, focusing on other mediums, like, building up a YouTube or a podcast? Like, what do you believe in TV that, like, we don't? Because we're down on TV.
I know TV's a dying industry, but there's something sort of magical about being on television. And the power of television is not gone. Like, yes. I get that you get your news from your phone, but being on TV and walking onto a television set is different. And also, I'm lazy and I'm not going to produce my own content. So that also helps.
Okay.
Like, I'm not going to be on YouTube every day. Like, and also, hair and makeup comes with my contract. Like, what am I going to be on YouTube every day with no lashes?
But I'm just like, you're sitting, like...
Like, it's going to evolve. Like, I will be on E! For as long as it's good to be on E! And then I will evolve into, like, a streaming service platform and have my own show on that, putting that out into the whole damn universe.
Yeah, and obviously that's where I know that's going to happen for you. I'm just curious, like, you're in television. We were just talking about the Emmys. You were doing, like, the red carpet and the post, the pre. And, you know, Haley and I were watching it. And I was like... You know, the Emmys had the lowest ratings they've ever had.
Right. Well, did you watch them?
No, I didn't.
No, we just
didn't
watch
them on this podcast. Good point.
But
good
I'm
point.
Just like, you're sitting there and you like, that was such a big moment in television like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, how do you handle that?
I guess for me, it's just, I started out in television, right? Like I had a website, I had a blog I was writing, and then Rich Kids happened. We did it for four seasons and it just sort of was the path I was on that I wasn't in a position of relevance to be like, I'm not going to do TV. I'm going to break away from this contract you're offering me and go and start YouTube and fund my own life. Like, it's just sort of the traditional aspect of like, I needed a job. So I followed the job that was offered to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I do think you should really consider like building up a podcast. Like I think podcast.
Can I do it out of this studio? Because that'd be great.
Of course.
Anytime.
So then
you want.
Let's do that.
We'll produce it for you.
Why don't we? You know what?
We'll get you hair
group
and makeup.
Chat.
The Morgan
I'll come
edition.
Up with
the
name.
Yeah, we'll get you hair and makeup.
It's like a better Red Table Talk. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. More real.
I love Red Table Talk.
Okay. But seems like you're corporately. But here's the thing, because like,
we'll get you a daughter and a grandma, and you can sit around.
Right?
In here
see, I'm fucked. I don't have a kid or a grandma. Can we cuss on this show?
Yeah, you cuss like 40 times.
Okay,
already.
Good. Did I?
Yeah.
Wisconsin, don't even.
So,
back away.
So I'll give you an example. Okay. Why I don't think TV makes sense. So I've known you a very long time. I'm watching you. I think it was last year's post Oscar. And like you're talking about someone's dress or someone's outfit, and I'm like, I know Morgan's like that ugly bitch.
No, it's
sucks. But like, you're not even yourself.
Like that's not true. I am myself. There are different versions of me.
Of course, I
have
the PC
learned
version.
Through a little, and it's not even that PC. If you watch Nightly Pop, that's gotten a lot better.
Yeah.
I've gotten a lot better on that show. That really is a show that I'm the most focused on, and I've learned to even have an opinion that's not just based on being mean and funny. It's just more of like an intellectual standpoint and understanding different things. So I've been able to use my mind more than I've ever been able to before. I just feel like, I don't know what your original fucking question was. What is this tequila doing to me?
He's saying you can't be yourself.
It's just, you know what? Also, myself the way I am on television doesn't necessarily translate all the time. And when something, you say something that you don't necessarily mean, my emotions are very fleeting. I say something in the moment, I don't actually want to hurt someone's feelings. So to have that play back over and over again,
I
don't really want that.
Yeah, I get that.
Do you know what I mean?
Have you ever worried about getting canceled or people coming for you?
Yeah. By the way, I'm very anti-cancel culture.
Yeah, of course.
Bullshit.
Yeah, we all are.
So, yeah. Well,
people can't make fucking mistakes anymore?
Yeah.
It's not cool.
Yeah, yeah, it's over. I think it's coming to an end.
But how does that...
Especially now, being on TV now.
How do they handle that at E? Like, because people... You guys are talking about everyone who's canceled every other five minutes.
I think that there's sort of an unspoken guideline of, like, you got to keep it within a parameter. Like, you can't go to... And there's times, and I'm on Daily Pop, which is the day show I do, which is live. It's an hour of live television. And there have been times where I'll be like, I will start a sentence and I'll be like, and I'll literally physically have to be like, oh, or cough and not say what I'm going to say. Because I'm like, this is going to be taken.
Yeah.
If you say one thing that is too far, it doesn't matter. It's not just me. If you're mega famous, obviously, as you know, people cancel you. So I have to kind of tread lightly, but still be myself, which I am.
Okay.
Yeah, that's hard because you're very cancelable. If you were really being yourself, you'd be canceled every week. You'd be canceled.
No, yeah, but cancel I also wouldn't
but
say
are you like every
bad.
Directed, like you cannot talk about the Kardashians, their royalty. Negatively.
Is anyone like untouchable?
I think, well, I'm
Kardashians are on E for sure untouchable.
Well, yeah, first of all, but I'm also personal fans of them.
Sure.
Like, I have no, I love, and also I have a reality television background. So people are like, they have no talent. The talent is being on motherfucking TV for 10 years and everybody giving a shit and they have $250 million and plus. Like, what's your talent, bitch? Yeah. Being at home?
Did you say $250 million?
Like, I'm just saying, Kim has what, $250?
Yeah.
Kylie
probably
has a
more.
Bit, like,
yeah.
more. Sure. I'm estimating.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. But I'm saying to me, my own personal opinion, aside from where I work, I'm fans of theirs, and I wouldn't hate on them.
Okay, before, I know we're going to jump into news. I have one last question.
Okay, I'm scared.
We had a debate about millennials. 50% of millennials quit their job because of mental health, stress, whatever it is.
Okay.
You have to say the other stats,
75% of Gen Zers quit their job.
So I'm a millennial and Gen Z is younger than us, right?
You're definitely not a Gen Z.
95.
Thank you, D.
No Gen Zer can take your honesty.
I just want everyone to know that I am a millennial and not a Gen Zer, just in case they didn't realize.
Because everyone mistake you.
Oh, yeah, Gen Z happens a lot.
I mean, it's like
I'm not even a millennial. Yeah. That's the
yes, you
part.
Are.
No.
Are you you're 36. They're 30.
Oh, thank you for calling me 36.
Yeah, I'm 36.
I'm fucking 39.
D is 36 in my mind. So is Mikey 60? How old is Mikey? Oh,
Brian
my God.
60, yeah. Mikey 60.
Brian's definitely 60.
But Gen Z is 95 and after.
Yeah. So we made a comment.
Borderline where you are, right? 95?
Yeah.
You were what, 96?
Yeah, I was like around there. I was like 92. Okay.
The comment is that, and I was purely speaking from the perspective of men.
Okay.
That one of the guys that joins us on the podcast, often Taylor, that are you a pussy? Do you, identify as a pussy because you're a millennial and you're kind of weak-minded.
So what was the stats? I'm sorry, I got distracted.
50% of millennial
quit their job
because of mental anguish.
Health. Okay. Because their jobs are too stressful or because of life?
Life, everything.
Okay, I'm going to go with the pussy route on that because let me explain to you. I have been getting divorced, separated from my husband, living separately for 9 months, okay, or going through this for 7 months. I have had to get up every single day at 5 o'clock in the morning, no matter the conversation we had before, no matter what exchanges happened, no matter what's been out there in the press about me, and go on television for 1 hour a day live and smile and continue on for the rest of the day and be pleasant and do all of my responsibilities. There is not one second I have been able to sit back and not grind. So I don't know what's so stressful. You ran out of pencils at work?
Yeah. Boom! I like that. That's what I wanted to hear.
That's real life shit.
Yeah, we're with you.
You know what I mean?
And to clarify, because we talked about it a little bit before, we are in full support of like real mental illness. And that is a very serious thing.
I'm speaking from somebody who I have a brother who has severe paranoid schizophrenia and is as sick as you possibly can be. And I think that that's a very different conversation.
That's very different.
Yeah. That is different. That is like somebody that, but having things being too hard, things are hard.
Yeah.
Everything is hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think
parking in this building was hard.
I think it's important to make the distinction because people reached out to me thinking we were being insensitive about mental health.
Yeah, no.
And I was like, we're not.
You're not saying bipolar people don't struggle with bipolar.
I'm being insensitive to pussies.
There's this weird thing happening.
Which doesn't mean you have a mental illness.
Exactly.
Correct. There's this weird thing happening where mental health is getting this like new light shed on it and it's not so looked down upon. And that's all great. But it also opens the door for people to be stressed and depressed because they're on Instagram all day and playing video games and their boss is mean to them and say, yep. I'm depressed. And now yeah. they think they deserve the same treatment yep. as somebody who's actually mentally ill.
Right.
And those are actually really different things.
And 100%.
That's very well said.
You know, so I think quitting because I quit my job because I'm mentally unhealthy right now is like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
You're
and how? Where are they getting money to live? Like, why isn't everyone?
Parents. Apparently Taylor said, he's not here, 70% of his friends, he's 26, they live in LA, their parents pay for their apartments.
Well, I guess I know a lot of those kids.
You definitely grew up
with that. I kind of grew up like that.
We're yeah. also talking about LA where people have a lot more money. Like where I grew up, parents can't afford to pay kids rent.
They're just staying with their parents though.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. They're still relying on their parents.
Yeah, they're in the basement. Okay, we got to get to some news.
Okay.
I don't really know how to say
like,
this.
Where's the news?
First of all, we're going to start, because Morgan's here, we're going to start with our pop culture news, because you're the, you know, pop.
Culture expert.
Nightly pop, morning pop, pop,
all
pop.
The pops.
Right?
Yeah.
Pop off, bitch.
So we're going to also start with something a little serious.
Okay.
It appears that Matt Lauer may have raped somebody in yes. Russia in 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And there's now sort of this question of, can he be charged? What's going to happen? I know there's the extradition issues. I don't know. The whole thing seems really weird. I know Matt Lauer was a little creepy and had the automatic door lock on his
right,
desk, apparently,
right.
and got, you know, kicked out of his job. But rape is a totally different thing.
And by the way, she's claiming anal rape.
She's claiming vaginal and anal rape, and I don't know if this is even a thing you can say, but oral sex rape, right? Like
yeah.
everything that happened, she did not consent to.
Yes.
And are these accusations
this
new?
Book. She went to NBC and tried to basically say this encounter happened, but the only thing I'm confused about, I'm under the assumption that, or impression that they had that encounter that night that she's talking about, but they continued on after to have an affair.
Yeah.
Right? Which yeah. he's basically saying, we had an adulterous affair, we were definitely sleeping together, but everything that happened was consensual. And she's now claiming through this new book with Ronan Farrow, right?
Yeah. Yep.
That night she was not four and he raped her.
So they had a full affair, but one night in particular she was raped.
Yes.
That's what I'm not fully versed on the top. I don't know, but yeah. I thought that's what, I think they went on to have an
First
affair.
First of all, Matt Lauer was out here fucking.
He was fucking everyone, for
everybody.
Sure.
Everybody.
He was there is no doubt about his behavior.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, look, no one was in that room, but for him, he came out with a statement denying everything and basically was like, I'm not going to be silent any longer about this. Like, you know, yes, I messed around. I was inappropriate. I abused relationships, whatever. I was in the power position. I took advantage of things, but I have not raped anybody. So for him to go out and deny that, it now puts people in a position where people might have, it splits the opinion.
Yeah. You have to, because this is a criminal case if he did.
Absolutely.
This is the thing that's so messed up about these is nobody wants, including us, rightfully so.
To talk about it?
Wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to say, there's no way he raped that girl. No one wants to be that person that was wrong about that.
You can't be that person in this time.
But we've also seen these happen where the person was lying and these things do get out in the public and then there's never any, nothing on.
There's no consequence.
There's no punishment.
There's no consequence for wrongful claim.
It's just a touchy thing because you can't even talk about it just in case but she's telling
you. Is there any follow-up from this? Because he's already off there, right?
No, it's criminal. It's like if they go pursue criminal.
Yeah, but no one's extraditing to
Russia.
Russia.
But people might, they're saying
it's just that when you're already down
other
in the
people might come out.
I'm sure like, you
That's
know,
the other thing.
What? Other people
That's the other
out?
Thing. He's opened up a door. Well, I mean, I feel like there have been several complaints and that is why he was fired within 24 hours of people saying this is what happened.
But don't you think that's kind of messed up that when one claim comes out and then within 24 hours, like, oh, we've known that he's a piece of shit for a long time. Let's just get rid of him. Like, why didn't that
happen earlier?
Exactly.
Well, that's just.
I think that's the time
big business HR 101.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, how do these guys get fired so quickly once it gets in the press?
Like, oh, shit,
that
people
means
know.
Everyone knew.
They knew internally. He had a lock button on the bottom of his desk.
Yeah.
You think he secretly installed
that? Yeah, I mean,
that?
Like, Fox News, until it's like real deep, then
yeah,
they're
look
like.
Look at all the settlements these guys have paid. Until it becomes a real story and then they're fired.
It's
By the way, you look
time.
Like you could be on Fox News.
I literally walk, it's so funny. I literally, first First of all, fuck you, number one. And number two, I literally, I had lunch with my executive producer today and I walked out of there and in the stress and I was like, I feel like I'm Megyn fucking Kelly walking out of this goddamn restaurant. So it's very funny that you say that. Today I'm a little Fox Newsy, but you know, I don't share the beliefs. I don't share, all my tweets are my own.
Megyn Kelly defected though, right? She's no longer.
Yeah, she's out of a job.
She just meant like the aesthetic. You know, I just look like, thank
but
you.
Yeah, of course.
Do we, are we, is this rolling? Is
yes, we got videos.
I'm just going to get a close up on that to D. Just the middle one.
Zoom in.
What's the number for Fox News?
Of settlements?
No, no, meaning for you to go there.
If you, like they came to you and said, we want you to
two
be...
2 mil, I'm there. I'm... Dad, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I do not share those views. Yeah, okay. No.
They'll pay you $2 million.
$2 million, you'll tell you.
$2 million, they'd probably sign
Fox
you up right
friends?
Now.
I don't want to be on that. I'm on Nightly Pop Bit.
All right, we got to move on. When it comes to controversy, we got to talk about Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes.
Because she... There was this photograph of her with George Bush at a Dallas Cowboys game. And apparently it caused all... I kind of missed all the controversy of this because who gives a shit?
I don't think there was a lot of controversy initially. I think she spoke out about it and made it a bigger thing. I think she spoke maybe prematurely.
So what happened? So people started to get upset. So she spoke out and said something about it, and then it sort of caused this
divide. Was widespread, and then celebrities came out, like Mark Ruffalo as an example.
Reese
like
Witherspoon,
the nicest. Yeah. Oh, I don't know. What did Reese say?
She just said, like, was irked by the thing.
Wow, and that's ballsy, Reese. Because they're... I don't know about
no,
Reese.
No, she actually supported Ellen.
I was going to say, there's no way Reese is not their friends. Yeah. And so Ellen was at a Dallas Cowboys game next to George W. Bush. People were upset about it. She spoke out about it. And then other people were like, she's like, we should be nice to each other despite our political differences. If I'm friends with people that have different beliefs than me, but that doesn't get in the way of our friendship.
Yeah.
And everyone else came out and was like, well, all the war crimes that bro did, like, doesn't mean he's such a nice person. So let's define what nice really means to you. But I feel like Ellen, you know, she's wants to hang out with somebody that's fun. And George W. is probably somebody who's fun.
He's having a good time.
He can take some bourbon down.
Yeah
so
he's sober now, but...
Right. Correction.
He's been sober in like 30 years.
Yeah, he was sober during his presidency. He's been sober for a while. But I think people were giving Ellen flack for, during the Bush administration, there were a lot of anti-gay judgments that were laid down.
Uh-huh.
And she's obviously very openly gay. And...
is she?
Don't let your big brother talk to you like that.
So he does. And everyone,
it's true. But it's true.
George
though.
Bush was
no.
But it's more about like all the war.
Yeah, there was like down all no, of they, that. It's just a couple of rich old people Supreme hanging
Court,
out at
there
a
were
Dallas
Supreme game. Court rulings during his administration from his appointees that ruled against gay marriage. But the problem I have with all of this is people are allowed to evolve in their thinking. Like, I'm sure George Bush doesn't believe
what
about gay marriage.
Sure, he didn't believe it then. He didn't know what the fuck he was doing.
He wasn't allowed to think.
Well, he was manipulated for the war crimes. Cheney, we saw
the vice.
The movie. Come on.
Bush had no idea what was going on in his administration. He just was like,
yeah, I don't think he stood behind any of those things. To be honest, I think he was like a family, like, oh,
but I tried to kind of come from that point today just on the little that I knew, and people were very quick to say, I don't believe that. So it's a
Which
touchy.
Part? They don't believe what?
I was like, he wasn't even supposed to be president. He didn't know what was happening. Like, he was like, we got attacked and I needed to go somewhere where people were, like, he had no idea, but people don't believe that. People think that he was cognizant. He went and harmed people. And
okay, so Ellen's
he's
a liar.
A dummy.
Ellen's a frick. Ellen has no backbone.
I mean, I've been to that stadium. I mean, if you get to go,
it's nice. It's nice.
Yeah. I'm not turning down Jerry Jones' invite.
That's what I'm saying. A couple, like, they're just there having a good time. They're not even thinking about it.
Yeah, I don't care.
It's not coming up. Anyway, we got to move on to this. Is a good one. Kanye West, who has been very popular on this podcast. There's this new thing out that he, first of all, he said like last week or 2 weeks ago that he's no longer making non-religious music.
Yeah, not the devil's music.
Only religious music from here on out. Now he is saying he no longer curses, and not only that, but you cannot curse in his
presence.
Proximity.
That's going to be a fucking problem to listen to this podcast.
Well, luckily Kanye doesn't fucking listen to this podcast.
Well, you never know. That's a lot. I have an agent, actually, who I was on the phone with the other day, and I was like, what the fuck is taking so long bitching about something? And he's like, you know, actually, I'm not cursing anymore.
Ever?
Like, just stop down. I was like, Nope. He was. He's
like, is
he,
you
he's,
not
he's, born? He's like, it's been 2 weeks, and I it feels better for my mental health. I don't feel like I get as angry, and I just am no longer cursing. And
so
I
was is
like,
that the new way?
Is,
that
a, now, is he a born again Christian?
Not at all. No. Full.
Jewish?
I think I have a Christian agent.
Happy Yom Kippur,
like,
agent.
What? Dinner reservation anywhere tonight, by the way, or last night.
Yeah.
See, I don't even know.
But yeah, man, it just seems far. It seems.
Chris, he literally said, hey, man, you can't cuss when you're with me. I'm a born again Christian.
Okay.
Cussing isn't like. I know my dad made a comment mm-hmm. that I'm off-putting with my cussing.
Yeah, sure. My dad's not happy.
Yeah, both
either.
Dads. Sorry, your dad, all dads.
All the dads don't like cussing.
Yeah. But I'm a dad. I don't cuss around my child, but I don't see the
harm.
Yeah, like
it's just words.
Yeah, but also we're talking about Kanye, who's like on some weird, what seems like a mental. He's in a spot right now. It seems like.
How much of this is Kanye? Just a show. Big ruse, or does he really think?
I think he believes his ruse.
Yeah, 100%. It's like what you said. It's like people are allowed to evolve in their thinking. So Kanye's evolved, and that's what he's doing.
That's what he's doing. Yeah, yeah. You said it, yeah. Anand. You said he's allowed. So here you go.
He's allowed, now but he's you believe it guy. Is a point.
Yeah, I don't think.
I don't think George Bush is against gay marriage right now.
No. Yeah, but I think Kanye believes his own stuff. I do. But the other thing that was interesting in this, whatever it was, this article or interview, is they interviewed his like pastor or yeah. whatever, who said that he sits in on studio sessions and said, like, look, I'm not saying like I help him write the songs, but I do give input how to spread the gospel the best.
So is Bieber allowed to cuss? He's very religious now.
No. Nobody's allowed to cuss.
No, that's not a thing. Is that a thing? You're telling me Bieber's not cussing?
Oh, I thought you meant around Kanye.
No, I'm talking about Bieber.
Take this away.
I was Pete literally Wisconsin. Listening to the song. What's the song with Lil Pump Kanye had?
I love it.
That is the most vulgar lyrics. I literally turned it down. It showed up in the Spotify.
I'm a sick fuck. I like a quick fuck over and over.
Yes, and yeah. I literally was like, oh my God, I gotta turn this down. Dominic K.
Aww.
Yep. And there
but it's
go.
Crazy.
Well, not anymore. He doesn't listen to his
so
own music.
So is he gonna forego all royalties to his catalog because all of it's cussing?
Listen.
Or when he goes on tour, he doesn't play any of those songs.
No, he'll play the new stuff and he won't play that old stuff.
Yes.
He can't play anything. Everything is
vulgar. Well, isn't he just worried about church on Sundays?
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. Yeah. Like, that's his new prerogative.
Yeah. Where's that damn album?
Can't say damn.
Isn't? Oh, yeah, shit. Oh, yeah. Okay. Listen, well, whatever. Good for him. He found his thing. Tyler Perry has opened a $250 million studio in Atlanta with a lot of support from very, very successful, wealthy people. And he's claiming that he did it because Hollywood doesn't understand him and his humor and the people he talks to. And so he's going to go take over Atlanta. It said this thing is bigger than the entire Disney, Burbank, Universal lot.
And Warner Brothers combined.
330 acres, 12 sound stages.
This is all for like Madea. You're filming Madeas and all those.
Honestly, this guy's making. Right. He's making so much money.
Yeah,
I mean that's why I don't get why is he not understood. Everybody supports him so much. All of his projects do so exceedingly well.
It seems understood.
Do you have to say that as a white person and he's black?
What was that dumbass question that he asked? This motherfucker trying to throw me. I wish,
she's
bitch.
Media trained.
I'm just saying.
You have to say what?
You have to support Tyler Perry.
No, I'm not even supporting him. I'm saying I'm begging the question. Like, he is supported. People support him. Why is he saying he's not understood?
No, I think he wants support from white Hollywood.
Oh, the white Hollywood's not coming to play. Now I get it.
Because they're just like, they don't recognize. Because
they wouldn't make his movies and shows, and he had to go do it independently.
Yeah, and now you're richer than piss. Who cares?
Richer is piss rich?
Good question.
Yeah, I think it's rich. Okay.
It seems. Whatever, though. Who gives a shit? This is the answer. Who gives a shit?
He has
this guy wants to go build a $250 million fucking complex in Atlanta and feel welcome. Sick.
He did it.
Go Madea your fucking ass off.
Yeah, and he's figured it out. Like, to me, he's like, he's a leader in the entertainment industry. Like, who cares what other people think at this point? You're rich.
Really rich.
But didn't he, Beyonce and Jay-Z showed up, and everyone showed up, Oprah.
I actually think I don't think he is implying that no one accepts his content now, because clearly, as Morgan said, they do tons of revenue, and they do very successfully. But the issue what he's trying to like stick to everyone. No one believed in what I was doing, and no one believed in the content that I was putting out, and said there was no audience for it. And here, fuck you. Here's my $250 million.
No. He's saying currently, Hollywood does not understand him, the people he talks to, or the humor he does.
And so
he
wants to go somewhere where he's welcome. Hollywood's not putting out Tyler Perry type content.
Yeah. They're not. So whatever.
What are they putting out?
The Joker.
Yeah. Did you see it?
I'm not watching movies.
I'm going tonight.
You're not going to the movies, or you're not watching?
He doesn't.
Both.
He boycotts the movie theater.
I don't like the No.
Movie theater is poor.
Tell Morgan.
I'm not going to say that, but like. God. I mean, an I pick with a spicy tuna cut roll, no cucumbers, maybe. But other than
that. We're not asking to go to freaking.
It's disgusting. Do you know how many people have sat in that scene? What they're doing in there?
What are they doing in there?
What do you do all day long? What are they doing in there?
Have you flown an airplane?
It's disgusting.
It is disgusting.
And now I understand why John Aljam used to wipe it all down.
Oh.
I appreciate that.
Everyone does that. It's like the cool thing to do.
Oh, gosh. Listen.
That's more of a Jewish thing to do.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't know.
D's the anti-Semite of the group. Okay, we got to move on.
Are you blurring my face? Thanks.
Let's get into some sports with our China NBA expert, Anand Murthy.
Yeah.
Can you give us a breakdown? Can you give us an update?
Yeah, so lots happened. Yeah, we've talked about this since it broke live on our Sunday night recording.
Yeah.
So
we really are breaking news over here.
Oh, look at that.
Since we've talked about it the last two episodes, the NBA went forward and played the game, the Lakers versus the Nets in China. Mm-hmm. Media was not allowed access to any of the players. It was not aired in China. Mm-hmm. So it's as if this game never existed in China.
But people went and watched?
The arena was full, which I was shocked
about.
So
who are those anti-government people?
You got to lock them up.
Lock them up.
Yeah. And then since then, in a press conference in the United States, Russell Westbrook and James Harden.
Oh, love Russell.
We're asked a question by a reporter, like, speak about what's going on in China because the Rockets are directly involved. Mm-hmm. And a Rockets spokesperson screamed in the middle of the press conference, "You're not answering that, only basketball questions."
Wow.
That's in the United States. We're not in China.
And you saw Steve Kerr got called out by Donald Trump.
Yeah.
This guy likes to disparage America, but when he came to China and Greg Popovich, these guys love to, they didn't say one word about China, but love to talk
and
shit about
Trump
America.
And Trump was saying how Steve Kerr acted like a little boy.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey, yeah. Like, I don't agree with a lot about what Trump said, but he was right on this.
Every now and then he gets a one that's like, you, man, you deserve that.
Yeah, you fucked up, bro.
So we're still in this pickle. The NBA doesn't know what they're going to do with regards to China. They're too scared of China. ESPN has directed all of their reporters to be completely silent on the issue. So all of the NBA reporters who could break any draft story, any trade story, are not talking about how
freedom of speech has been.
Freedom of speech in the NBA and ESPN does not exist.
Yeah. I like that.
In the United States.
There's too much freedom.
You think so?
Yeah.
Like freedom and what? Like everyone's just too free to do whatever they want?
Yeah, you can just say and do whatever you want. Shut the fuck up.
But then you can't. But then you can't say anything and do anything.
Well, but I like, you know, China has some nice rules.
But hold on. Can we just back this up? Like, typically, journalists, especially in the United States, thrive on this, like, we're going to investigate, we're going to not be shut down, we're going to expose the truth.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And now you have all these journalists that are voluntarily silent.
Because they're going to lose their jobs.
Too much money.
Right. Too much money. They said the Rockets alone are going to lose between $15 and $25 million this season because of the Daryl Morey tweet. In 1 year, one tweet. And this idiot.
I think the Tencent NBA partnership. So all the Chinese partnerships with the NBA have been terminated. I think there's 13 mega corporations. Yeah. And Tencent's NBA partnership's like $500 million that the NBA and the owners aren't going to see if that's terminated. It's tricky.
From a tweet, though. From a retweet.
How am I going to sleep?
What'd you say?
This is just such riveting content. If you don't give me a basketball and a hoop right now, I'm leaving. Do I need to dribble?
Talking about free speech between the two biggest countries in the world.
And Russell wasn't allowed to give his opinion. You know, Russell was like, thank God, I didn't want to talk about it.
But he's so like, let's talk about Louis Vuitton Resort.
Love. Oh, Russell, obsessed. Single.
He's married.
Oh my God, I'm kidding. I don't know about Russell. He's sweet.
We got it. we'll see what happens, man. It's going to be a shit show regardless. I don't see an easy way out.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I don't either.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what there is an easy way out on? Our ads. Do we have ads? If we got them, run them. Okay, we're back. Let's talk about all things technology and business news. So in this whole Hong Kong protest mess, Apple and Google have now sort of gotten involved, and that's because they had apps that were allowing people to track police activity and where the police were. And the protesters were using it for obvious reasons. Apple and Google have pulled it so that they can no longer have access to it.
If the NBA is going to back down to China, which they're relatively small businesses compared to Apple and Google combined. What's the entire NBA worth? 26 teams?
Oh, no, it's 30 teams.
$2 billion each?
Roughly, sure.
$60 billion. That's nothing. Apple and Google removed...
Yeah, it's like probably $1.8 trillion between the two.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and probably even more. So Apple and Google both removed these apps and felt that it was the best for the safety of the law enforcement of Hong Kong officials.
Okay. What's the backlash? What's everyone saying? What'd Tim Cook say?
Well, I'm just saying, if you're gonna get mad about the NBA, then you should be mad at Apple and Google. You guys should get rid of your phones.
Oh, no. That's not going to work for me.
I just want to clarify. I just want to clarify. At the end of the day, I don't actually give a shit about this. It doesn't affect me. Okay. It doesn't affect me. But so I'm not really mad. But I do think... Yeah, I do think you shouldn't. If you're gonna like have those standards, those should be the standards across the board.
Yeah, my point about the NBA is
you have to give up your phone.
No, I think the NBA is in a jam up because they pretended to be so woke and they're completely silent now. Don't pretend to be woke. It sucks to be woke.
I always said I am asleep. I love China. It's a great place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. Whatever.
Wow. No one responded.
Yeah. They know better.
I want to make money.
Yeah, I agree. It's not something I would go to battle for. Me personally, I don't know enough about it. It's not my place. I'm not going to war on this issue. But I do think if you are that outspoken, you have to stick to it. And the NBA is getting their asses handed to them right now.
Absolutely. Right.
Okay. Next up, LVMH.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, at least it's a little
What's
bit
about
more.
That? What's happening?
It's a little... Yeah, yeah. These next ones are a little bit more in your
wheelhouse.
We're talking about all these other things. Go on.
So there's protests in Hong Kong. Everything's going nuts, right? LVMH, it's not seeming to really affect them. Growth is still strong. Sales are strong. Everything's good.
They said 6% of their sales come from Hong Kong.
And everyone's still shopping.
Yeah. Clearly, the LVMH crowd doesn't give a shit about the
protests. I mean, I'm the LVMH crowd, and I'm asleep. So what? I am. Is there not a pillow?
Yeah. Even in Hong Kong, they're not. They're not out protesting.
No, they're not protesting.
Their bags, and they're saying, "Excuse me, sir, can you move your sign?"
Yeah, move your sign and your Vespa. I gotta go get my $40,000 Birkin. Yeah.
Fabulous.
But I think it's interesting. LVMH had another double-digit quarter growth. Seems like Louis Vuitton is unstoppable. Dior is unstoppable. Liquor sales unstoppable. This company hasn't had any obstacles in their growth recently, whereas like Gucci clearly has, like, they've struggled recently, and some of these other brands we'll find out how they're doing, but like LVMH just keeps growing and it's so fucking big already. It's like billions of dollars in sales and growing at like 19% this last quarter.
Yeah.
Who's buying all this Louis Vuitton?
Everybody. I mean,
just new rich people.
The rich are still rich, you know?
I mean, they're just getting richer.
And Virgil's all about, well, I guess not for women, but
yeah.
Louis Vuitton is like totally rebranded. It's like so good right now.
There's no
the hologram bags.
There's no Virgil women Louis Vuitton.
He doesn't do the
But do you think that impacted women in any way? Where they're just like paying attention to the brand more?
Yeah.
Probably.
A little. Maybe I mean, Chinese didn't hurt. Women. Definitely didn't hurt.
But who's the designer of Louis Vuitton? Nicholas? Who? I should know this.
In women?
Uh-oh. Yeah. Oh, I don't know.
Don't you have a fashion show?
I know. I do.
Yeah.
Yes. I do know. Who is it?
But I think the more interesting thing is like, there's all these challenges in the world. So like Hong Kong is going through their protests. U.S.-China is going through a trade war. And you think about businesses like... regular businesses get affected by these things. Luxury brands always seem to like heritage luxury.
I actually think the reason for it is we had this discussion. I had talked to both of you about this, is that the wealth has compounded so much for the rich in the last decade that the money's absolutely irrelevant. So if they bought 5 bags 5 years ago, it's probably 20 bags this year because they went from like being worth $200 million to $1 billion and they've increased their net worth. The wealth has compounded so much amongst the 0.01%. It makes sense that luxury has just grown.
That's interesting because I met someone that used to private client services for a luxury LA brand. And he was telling me that their customers would be like, all right, I need this for my LA house and then replicate it for all my houses and my plane.
Fabulous.
So you're looking for an intro.
Oh, yeah. Who is that person? I need an intro to him and to a client.
Yeah. But it's interesting that, like, you're right, because I think rich people are spending on another fucking level that we can't even imagine.
Yeah.
And then brands like this are clearly benefiting it because, like, to spend $1 million at Louis Vuitton is not that hard.
No.
What is that like?
Everything is so much.
Yeah, you get like
you want that alligator skin.
Yeah,
what's that? $50,000
more. More. Depends. It could be 75.
If you want a trunk in every one of your homes.
Yeah. Ooh, a trunk. I love a trunk. Yes.
There's your million.
You like that?
There's
a million NBA.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh Jesus. I was like, I knew about Russell Westbrook.
But it's interesting. But they're also the interesting about LVMH because the other reason why I wanted to bring it up was they made an investment in an LA company called Mad Happy, which is a like local LA kids that started this brand. They do pop-ups everywhere. They did, I think, about $1 million last year, according to the article. I got to meet them. They're really good dudes. Their whole mantra is being happy. It's like they donate towards mental health. And it's interesting. LVMH, which is one of the largest companies in all of the world, would invest in a brand.
But why are they investing in a brand? And no, I've seen the brand. It looks incredible. But why are they investing in a brand that does $1 million in sales?
I think the reason they're this successful is that they think about the future.
Yeah.
Okay. There was an amazing quote one day. I remember I saw it on TV. It was like a clip. Someone asked Bernard Arnault, the founder and CEO of LVMH. They're like, hey, or what do you think about startups? Are you guys investing in startups? He's like, yeah. Have you heard of Sephora?
That guy's an asshole, huh? Is he?
Just, I don't know.
Does LVMH back Sephora?
Yeah.
They own Sephora.
And Ulta? Yeah.
But he's the same guy that told the climate change girl to pipe down?
Yeah.
He's worth over $100
million.
Greta.
Yeah. What do you think about Greta?
I like Greta.
Okay.
I'm into Greta.
Okay.
She's very dramatic. Yes. She said. You know what I mean? No, but I'm saying, like, it's good. I'm into it.
What's been going on with her?
Passionate,
the last couple weeks?
Not nothing, dramatic. Right?
Yeah, we haven't heard much from Greta.
Okay.
Greta had a big splash 2 weeks ago.
I know, it's hard to follow that up, though.
Yeah.
Did you guys talk about Greta on E?
We did not talk about Greta on E.
Climate change isn't big
is
on
E. Is Emma Gonzalez still big? I haven't heard
That's what I'm saying. I think it's hard to follow up that level of hype. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They were like on stage, we will not, whatever. And then like, what do? Go live on Instagram?
Yeah.
It's hard. Yeah. Okay. Next up, this one's surprising. Teen beauty spending has plunged 20% from last year, and it has reached a 9-year low. Now, I don't know shit, just like you, about basketball. I don't know shit about beauty.
About teenage girls buying cosmetics?
Especially teenage girls.
Right.
But it seems to me that it's the hottest thing in the world. Like, every YouTuber has a collection, and they're all doing so well, and Kylie's worth $52 billion, and everyone's got makeup.
Right.
How come this isn't lining up?
I'm very shocked.
Well, first of all, I made a mistake on LVMH owning Ulta. That was a mistake.
I didn't want to press, but I didn't think it made sense.
Yes. Yeah.
She's like, I know Russell Westbrook and I know Ulta.
And I know about a trunk, but I was like, Ulta too?
No, that was a mistake. I got over anxious.
That's okay. Ooh.
I think the more interesting thing is in this article, they said that 89% of female teens use an online influencer as their main source for beauty brands and trends. Do you believe that, Maria?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think everything happens on
Jeffree Star is like printing money.
I die for Jeffree Star. Oh my God. I'm so into that after that whole like feud happened. Like,
really?
I like Jeffree. There's something like...
That's interesting. He seems like such a bad person.
I know drama's not a Jeffree Star guy.
No,
well,
you're
he
not.
Just seems very like mean.
He is mean-spirited.
Like, it seems like we're rewarding. It seems like with this new YouTube, not that I'm Princess Diana, but it seems like with this new YouTube generation, we reward the type of behavior that would have got you, like, fired from your network or your show.
Or canceled you. Like, he didn't get canceled when all that shit went down.
No, and he says the craziest shit. But now that gets you more views, which then sells you more eyeliner,
and
which then...
What was the kid? My half-brain did it because I'm so tired now. But what was the kid he got into a fight with?
James Charles.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that kid makes a shit ton of money, too.
So much money.
So how's everyone house spending down?
Here's what I actually think. I think when big companies look at their teen beauty spend, it went down. But teenagers are buying from individual creators, and those sales are not being recorded.
But how would those sales not be recorded in that type of headline? That's lying then. TV, people are not watching video content anymore.
Like Mike Schaab, who used to work with us, his wife, she has an Instagram account called Trend Mood. She does extremely well in cosmetics, and she's probably under the radar.
I've never heard of her.
Yeah, and she has like a successful business.
It's always the ones that you never hear of them.
How are you writing an article if you're not taking that into account?
I just don't think people are realizing that there's this whole universe of these influencer-based brands.
Yeah, I actually agree with D. Because I'm looking at the data.
He's like, for once, I agree with
him. Yeah, so I regretfully agree. So the story is a fraud.
I think it's a fraud.
No, that's why when I saw it, I was like, there's no way. I think, because the other idea I had was, okay, are teenagers today so accepting of natural beauty and we don't care about...
Teenagers now look completely different than when I was a teenager.
Like, there's no way this article is accounting for the sales of, like, a company like Glossier. They have no idea how much Glossier does in revenue. Yeah. How would they be able to account for those sales?
Great packaging.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Great. That's what every girl says.
Yeah.
Weren't we supposed to get a package?
But I'm saying... Yeah, we were. You're talking about Glossier. I'm talking about, like, freaking James Charles on Shopify. They're not counting that.
No, of course not.
Are they even counting Kylie?
Yeah.
Kylie's being counted.
Come on. So what, you just said, all right, well, we have all the old people and then Kylie.
You should do a beauty line, Morgan.
Oh, God, no. Because I'm not going to be beauty tutorial person. Like, I'm not going to go and, like, put on eyeliner.
You have to do all that. That's the
problem.
You have
to. You have to sell the product. And that's not something I'm genuinely passionate about and I don't want to do myself.
Be authentic.
What do you think?
I'm authentic.
What is there if you had to choose a product to really get behind, what would it be?
Besides your
activewear line.
Yeah, she does her activewear brand.
Post a lot of like fitness stuff though?
No, it's not really about that. It's not like
you're always doing Pilates and shit, I see that.
No, I'm not like a fitness person or fitness guru that's making workout clothes. I'm
you're just
really
starving,
cute.
Right?
No, I'm working out. And eating. I'm eating quite a bit. You know me. I'm like the tide. My weight goes up and down. So not lately though. Since I've been really famous, it's gotten very thin.
Yeah.
You know, my workout line is just like they're cute workout clothes for like the everyday girl that works out. But they're actually chic. Do you know what I mean? They're more like they have like a higher end approach.
Got it. Okay. Got it. Moving on.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like in the war.
Oh.
To save the planet. There's a lot of big issues, you know what I mean, going on. Climate change, mm-hmm. all these different things. Luckily, we're on top of it, and we're slowly eliminating the big things that matter. First.
Straws.
Straws.
I'm so
you
fucking
guessed
mad.
It. Second, now it looks like, thank God, spoons. We've stepped in, and California has banned the little tiny travel-sized plastic shampoo bottles from hotels.
Wow.
Get your stupid little bottles out of here.
So if are we supposed to...
I don't know.
What do we do?
What's the solution?
Abort mission. What's happening?
I can't believe. I mean, I get it. I don't want to be insensitive to the environment, blah, 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 whatever. But.
Sounds like you do.
I went just that clip.
Yeah.
Listen, I get it. Mental health, environment, blah, blah, blah. You're pussies.
Plastic fucking shampoo bottles? They're this big. Yeah. And first of all, who's using that shampoo? Bring your own shampoo.
By the way,
that's just disgusting.
You're
you bring
using
your
that
own shampoo. I use it everywhere.
I'd rather not shampoo my hair with hotel shampoo. It's disgusting.
I die nice for hotel. D's snobbiness. He's just such a disgusting movie theater's gross.
He is such a snob. You would think he was like the Beverly Hills white girl.
He's worse than me, but I agree. Disgusting.
It is disgusting. You're not going to put that in your hair.
You
I
can do
it, every
it
time.
Because you have no hair. Like you're like a guy, but like it's hard.
You're just a white guy.
What, do you think it matters for D's luxurious mane?
Yeah. I'm trying to save what I got.
He's got a Chris McMillan haircut over there. He's going to preserve that shit. That shit doesn't come free. That appointment doesn't linger. You're going to edit this down to just parts of me being fabulous, right? Because, yeah. Oh my God, when we got into the NBA, I was like, my dress started to not fit, and it was big this morning.
We really lost you. We really lost you at NBA. Okay, so either way, I don't see how this makes a difference.
I think it's interesting that like our politicians are legislating these type of actions, but like we're sitting around driving our gas-fueled cars and like...
But don't you think it's kind of like the Juul thing? It's like ban the thing that's easy to ban and look good? Yeah, exactly.
Just ban what's easy.
Are we banning Juul? Is that going to happen?
Juul's banned.
Do you Juul?
No. I have seen Juul.
Some like Instagram stories or something.
I'm not like Juuling. Have I Juuled? Yes. Yeah. But I
but
do not.
But marijuana or tobacco?
Juul's not marijuana. Juul's tobacco.
Yeah, D. Get with the kids.
The packs is marijuana.
I'm talking about a mango Juul.
You have to buy
Juul.
The third party things, and that's what's causing all the lung disease. So, no. Everyone that you see with a Juul is nicotine.
Tobacco.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Mango flavored, if you're into that.
Isn't that bad?
That's the hot flavor, yeah.
Yeah, mango's the one. Mint, I'm like, get out of here with mint. You know, I'll chew gum. Why do I want to smoke mint?
Drama was an original flavored Juul.
He didn't even have flavored.
I'm a man.
So what did you...
Just regular ass tobacco.
Just so you were Juuling tobacco?
Yeah.
What a bitch.
What? If I had mango, I'd be a bitch.
No.
What if I wanted with fruit medley?
No. You if said, you're going to smoke nicotine, then you just need to get an American Spirit or a Parliament or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
You're a real pussy.
Get out
we just
here.
Canceled your nicotine
Juuling. Get out of here. Okay, we're moving on. Fuck this topic. For the first time ever, social media, this seems like the biggest. We're going to end with the no shit news of the week.
Yeah.
For the first time ever, social media has overtaken print in ad spend.
It is insane to me. Oh, social media spending this year jumped 20% to $84 billion. No surprise. Newspaper and magazine spend only fell 6% to $69 billion. The biggest fucking joke of the week. Who is buying newspaper ads?
A lot of, I mean.
Who?
Like your local
what?
Discounting.
Frickin' Tide.
What?
Tide.
Tide?
Yep.
Good example.
If anyone who owns Tide? Procter & Gamble?
Sure.
If anyone at Procter & Gamble listening and you buy Tide ads, you should quit. You're a loser.
Well, the problem is you have the people that are making the decisions are still probably in their 40s and 50s that still think print.
40s? Like, I'm a nose hair away from 40. I'm not reading the newspaper.
Yeah, I wouldn't say 40s and 50s.
You're not reading the newspaper ever?
Ever? No. I don't want that ink on my hand. It's disgusting.
Disgusting. I want to throw my phone at D. Couldn't even Paris filter my ass on this goddamn show. Is he crazy?
I agree. It's mind-blowing, but whatever. I mean, it's going to continue. Oh, like the gap. How long is it going to take until ad spend for print is...
That's why I'm so bullish, you know, selfishly on podcasts, because... I think people are underestimating the impact ads can have on podcasts. I know there's all these stupid blog posts about advertising and podcasts is dumb. So how are you justifying print and television? Yeah. And they're going to make their bullshit ass. They're going to make their bullshit metrics like, oh, we drove this many impressions via these terrible ads.
Yeah. What's crazy is
podcasts, you actually have an engaged audience. Like, people are actually listening to
Are people listening to this podcast?
So many.
Yeah, obviously.
Like, yeah, okay, so I just wanted to make sure.
Can you go on Morgan's Instagram page tomorrow and tell him you love group chat?
So I'm going to.
NBA segment.
Yeah, you better just, like, that should be the highlight.
Yeah. But TV advertising was $180 billion.
There's no reason TV should have any ads anymore because...
We have a TV star. No,
see, a live
You're
show,
lucky
sorry.
That I just got an email from Danny Moore giving me all my topics. That was so cute.
What, an hour into the pod?
Yeah, just I just realized that. I was like, I thought we were just doing a run-through. No, you sent it to me a while ago, but I just didn't realize. Yeah, so you were saying TV sucked? Where were we?
Go ahead. No,
television, like sitcoms, right? Uh-huh. Everyone's DVRing.
Don't pad your statement. Don't pad your fucking statement.
Everyone's DVRing.
Don't be a pussy.
I take no offense to it. I still get a paycheck.
Yes,
so
TV should have no
She's
ads.
Going to Fox News anyway.
She doesn't give a shit.
You
TV should
Fox
have
News
zero ads. There's
yeah,
no
who's
reason.
Who's watching, like, I'm tuning in for the 8 p.m. Big Bang Theory.
No,
it's DVR.
It's either streamed or if you're really a caveman,
it's
DVR.
Big Bang Theory people are tuning in.
Yeah, people were into it.
But why wouldn't they watch it like 8:25? What if dinner went long?
What dinner?
Yeah. Like family dinner.
They're microwaving their dinner.
No, people have dinner.
You're saying
everybody has dinner.
Every Big Bang fan can't afford dinner.
They're microwaving.
Oh, really? Are they pussies too?
They're gross pussies that are microwaving.
I can't wait until there's a mob outside of this building and Dee has to be escorted out somehow.
Listen, when this show gets big enough, that will happen.
Yeah.
Dee's going
to
need security.
I'll definitely have to have security.
You will, for sure. I can't wait till the first time you get like a milkshake thrown at you.
Yeah, that's going to happen.
I think I'll get punched in the face first.
No.
The people you diss don't punch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, people who microwave dinner.
They'll probably hack my phone.
Yeah, they will hack your phone. Yeah. You're right. Okay.
Then you're scared.
I got nothing on there.
No, you have a lot of bad texts.
Well, those have been
just
deleted.
Just saying, the invitation's open.
Yep.
Okay, let's get into some winners, losers content. Who's ready?
I'm ready.
Morgan, did you make any or no?
I didn't. You guys go first.
That's fine.
Maybe
you can just play off ours.
Okay, great.
Okay, Dee, who's the biggest winner of the last week?
Mine is Dick's Sporting Goods. They destroyed $5 million worth of assault rifles. They got a lot of shit because, oh, they didn't destroy all their guns. They did saw in half all their assault rifles in stock.
Seems obnoxious. Like somebody sat there and actually sawed every assault rifle in half?
I mean, I wasn't there in person.
Is that just for show? Is that for the
gram?
But
it's interesting because like everyone's like, you're going to stop selling guns. But then instead of returning to the guns where they get resold, you're like, fuck it. We're going to destroy the guns.
Saw them. Okay. Well, hey.
That's your winner?
That's my winner.
I'm into that winner.
You like
they're
that?
Fighting the good
I like that
fight.
Winner.
Megyn Kelly? Is that okay with you? Did we saw our guns?
I'm going to learn to change.
Megyn Kelly, we're done with that.
You're going to have to learn to change your stance.
Your tune,
here.
Yeah.
You know the activewear, what's her name, has activewear also, but
Tommy
it has
Lauren.
Gun holsters.
Tommy Lauren. Tony Lauren, what's her name?
Tommy Lauren.
Tommy Lauren.
She has an activewear line that has with, weapons.
She's like, super MAGA.
Fox News.
She's the MAGA reporter. Version of you.
Yikes, Alish. Yeah. Okay.
Anand, who's the biggest winner of the
biggest winner, week? Morgan Earmuffs, the NFL.
Okay.
She just fell asleep.
She fell asleep.
And we lost her. Why?
Given all the flack the NBA is taking for this China stuff and being the woke league, the NFL ratings are up week over week. They're
it's
having
a good
record
week for
ratings.
MAGA.
And NBA ratings actually within the U.S. declined last year. So if you don't have China, you're kind of screwed.
Losers.
If you're the NFL, all you need is America.
Yeah.
America?
Long America.
America. Okay.
God, I don't even have a winner.
Morgan, anyone stick out to you that's winning this week or not? You don't have to. You know what? I want your take on mine.
Okay.
Mine is Travis Scott because I think this whole breakup was a lie. And I think that it was the Kardashian marketing machine to promote this record of his, which was a hot record. It's been playing in all the clubs all week.
Mm-hmm. In the clubs.
It's
God,
doing
I haven't been
very,
to the
very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he's benefiting from the Kardashian marketing strategy.
I don't think it's a Kardashian marketing strategy.
Wow.
I think they broke up.
You think for real?
I think they, not, meaning, I don't think, I think they're going to get back together, but I don't think that that was, Kylie doesn't play into that. She doesn't need to. She has billions of dollars.
Yeah, but Travis doesn't.
Yeah, but he's, that. He, that's his baby mama. If Haley has billions of dollars, Dee is doing whatever.
Yeah. Highest in the room.
Yeah. You're putting out rap.
Yeah,
records.
I'm just going to
well,
rap.
Listen, let me say this then. Either way, whether he did or didn't, he still is winning off of that whole shit show that is Kardashian land. He's bigger than ever. That record's so hot. It had so much hype. And he's winning. I'm happy for him.
I'm happy for him too. But I think he's good on his own. I don't think it's because of them.
They took him to another level.
Yeah, but good for him.
He's good on his own for sure, but they took him to another level. They made him like...
Yeah,
we would, name.
But the Netflix.
You would have never known who Travis Scott is.
You wouldn't.
If
you
I knew not. Before.
Oh, shut
was.
Up.
Shut up.
I did. I knew the song, the butterfly one, and I did. Yeah, I knew.
What, Antidote?
The Butterfly.
Yeah, the Antidote. Thank you. I love, see? We all love that song. Love that fucking song. That should be the intro song to this group chat.
You'd have to pay him. That's the problem.
Oh, yeah. Dee's like, no. Paying people, disgusting.
Disgusting.
That is definitely disgusting.
Okay, who's the loser, Dee?
My loser's the NBA.
Same. That was crazy. I was going to say that. Yeah. I was literally, it's crazy. I wanted to jump in there, but the NBA, man.
Yeah.
The NBA, NBA is fucked.
What do you think happens?
I think they're going to just shut up and play basketball. Shut up and dribble.
Wow.
Yeah.
The whole NBA.
The whole NBA is not going to say a word. The fact that they're like shutting up journalists and like Steve Kerr's like,
Yeah, it's funny. To tag on to yours, because we already said it, mine was Steve Kerr because he just got roasted by Trump.
Yeah.
I don't like it when Trump gets a good one, but damn it, that was a good one.
Yeah.
He just rough. Got
and now all of a sudden, NBA media are these deep thinkers. Oh, we have to study up on China before we mouth off. Yep. You're experts on gun control. You're experts on immigration.
Yeah.
You're experts on visas.
Yeah.
Oh, but China, we have to go, you know, we have to go back to school and learn about that before we talk about it.
Okay. Anand, who's your loser?
Rudy Giuliani.
Why him?
I think he's going to jail.
Is he?
So two of his associates got arrested trying to flee the country earlier today. And I think Trump's going to be forced to turn on him with all this Ukraine stuff. Someone's got to go down.
Didn't Anthony sit next to him?
Yeah, on a flight 2 days ago.
What airline was that?
2 days ago?
Anthony, meaning?
Anthony saw Dude Bro.
Dude Bro was next to who?
Giuliani.
Chic.
Anthony's definitely richer than Giuliani. I saw Aunt Giuliani's, when he got divorced, he had to expose his...
money?
He's broke.
Yeah. Well, he's broke and probably in jail.
I think Trump's going to be forced to turn on him. The heat's too much with all this Ukraine stuff. He was on air, Giuliani, talking about how they agreed to like force these investigations. But I think
that guy's an idiot. That guy deserves to be in jail.
Yeah.
He's so stupid. Didn't he used to be like a loved New York City icon?
Yeah, because he was just there.
No. Yeah, he was just there during 9/11. That was it. Got it. He was actually not heralded as... Trump had a great press conference today.
I think you're becoming a Trump fan.
You're MAGA.
I think we lost you.
You know what's funny is that our friend Sid is in our group chat with us today, and Anand was roasting him about a Paul Ryan pic.
Yeah, he sent a picture with Paul Ryan saying, like, oh, he says so much great stuff in private. I was like, yeah, that's a definition of a pussy. Say it in private and not publicly. Paul Ryan is a pussy.
God, you guys really emphasize the P in pussy. It's crazy. Yeah. I just hate to hear it.
Would you rather hear the S?
Yeah, no.
I just hate Paul Ryan. I think he's a spineless piece of shit. Mm. And he's going to make so much money with private equity companies. Now, in private, say, like, yeah, I wasn't really for all this Trump stuff. But while he was Speaker of the House, all he was doing was kissing his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Morgan?
I think so much about it. Is this over?
Is this thing
on? I thought this was a good idea, and I'm melting into my seat. Thank God I got a free drink.
Okay, content recommendations. Anyone?
Yeah. There's a show... A documentary series that I'm going to start watching this weekend on Showtime called The Circus. Mm. It is about all the behind the scenes of kind of the White House in this era.
Yep.
I haven't seen it yet, but I'm excited to watch it.
Okay. Anand?
We were invited to Zombieland 2, the premiere, tonight.
But we're not going.
But that's going to be my content to recommend and watch.
Does it come out this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay, that's your recommendation. Do you have any content? What do you watch anything?
You know what? I watch things when I need to because TV's disgusting.
she agrees with me.
I watch
things on Netflix. Like I recently watched The Politician, for example.
Oh, is that good? I want to watch that.
It has some elements to the storyline that I wish were not there, but it's a fun watch.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a big Gwyneth Paltrow fan, so I watch.
You like Gwyneth Paltrow?
Of course I love Gwyneth Paltrow.
She's so whack.
She's not whack.
She's the whackest of the whackest.
I'm into her.
No, why?
Do you think Jen Aniston's whack?
No.
No?
I think she's great.
Why do you think Gwyneth is whack? I like Gwyneth.
Gwyneth is just obnoxious.
She smoked cigarettes with Madonna back in the day. I'm into her.
Gwyneth and her like little scammy little goop. Fuck her.
That goop is making money.
I know, but
it pains
wait,
you.
Wait, why do you hate Gwyneth?
Yeah, why do you
I've
hate
always
Gwyneth?
Hated Gwyneth.
Oh. Yeah, we never talked about that.
She's just so arrogant to me.
Oh. I like it. And you're not arrogant.
That's maybe why we don't get along.
Yeah.
Me and Gwyneth cannot be in our same room together.
If Gwyneth walked in, Dee would be like, I love Goop.
Yeah, he would. Hey,
Haley likes Goop, though.
Goop is the best. Goop is so fabulous.
We went to whatever hotel we were in, Santa Barbara, and they had like a Goop store there.
Yeah.
The whole store is Goop.
Goop's doing it.
Yeah, Goop's killing it.
Okay,
I don't get the hatred for Gwyneth though. I still not
fond. A lot of people don't like.
No,
Gwyneth.
She's arrogant. You know Hollywood. You know Morgan. Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
They don't like her.
I mean, it depends who you ask. But I like her.
Okay, my content is simply that I started a TikTok account, and I think everyone should go check it out.
What do you did? Do on that?
My name's Drama. You just make funny little videos.
What's your? It's at DRMA.
I think you should go full pro China. You'll be hot.
Just wear communist flags and just...
On TikTok. Viral. Yeah. On TikTok, I could go viral.
Yeah.
I really do think that there's... When it comes to influencer land, I think it might be over for Instagram. Like, I really think Instagram is in real trouble.
I just told on.
Do you still get good engagement on Instagram?
Oh, I get some pretty solid engagement.
Like, compared to a year ago?
Better.
Better.
Yeah. I guess it's all that TV time.
Post-divorce.
No, I'm not getting. By the way, separation.
Sorry.
No, I just think because I just think I'm just hot right now.
So your engagement on Instagram is not down?
No.
No, but she, you have to,
she got 46,000 likes.
So it's really weird. I'm liked. People like me.
Which is crazy because.
Because you don't like me? Why would people not like me? I'm fucking fun. I'm funny. Okay. And I don't look that bad. What's not to like? You know what I mean? I'm also not a I'm not posing. Like, everything that I am is like.
Yeah, you're real. You keep it real.
Yeah, and I also like dress impeccably or whatever. We can go down the list, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
You sure you wanted the podcast in earlier?
No. Well, now we're on a good groove. Before I was like, oh my God, are they going to ask me about when the last time, you know. Yeah, no, my engagement is not down. But I mean, I have 1.3 million followers. And I mean,
are you on TikTok? You don't. I mean, you're a dancer. Why don't you do
She's
TikTok?
Not on TikTok.
I'm not a dancer. Am I a dancer?
I've seen you dance.
You dance?
You don't have to dance.
I'm not a dancer. I can dance
TikTok
around.
TikTok is about dancing.
I'm not going to TikTok.
No, it's not.
The whole premise is dancing.
Wait, why would
dancing
I?
Dancing to songs. Them. Like, you do the.
What are you doing? Are you driving an invisible car right now? Why would my Instagram engagement be down from a year ago?
Because everyone else is.
Because Instagram is just throttling. Organic, yeah, organic exactly. Reach is just.
Dramas is down.
Everyone's is down.
Well,
not Morgan's.
Not mine.
Yeah, but Morgan is like continuously doing more and more television, so more people are discovering.
But nobody's watching TV. Television.
Oh, oh no, she just dabbed. Yeah. You're canceled. Yeah, yeah. Hashtag canceled. Yeah, hashtag me too. Hashtag canceled. That's worse.
We gotta slow mo that on Instagram.
Please get this dab.
It was a half dab. I love a dab. It's just so cheesy and I think it does well. Yeah,
you'd
no,
be
46.
Good on TikTok with all your dabs.
Yeah, maybe.
You should just have a dabbing Morgan account.
Like, my average is like 25,000 likes.
And where was that a year ago? Same?
20.
Yeah, but you're doing much more television and stuff than before.
But nobody
right?
watches. But now that photo, I got 94,000 likes.
94,000 likes gonna pick?
I'm not lying.
Wow.
If I had a boyfriend, poof, up. If I got back together up. With Brendan, it would explode. I gotta do that.
Yeah, if you got back with Brendan,
if I got back with
that
Brendan,
would be hot content. That,
people would freak. I'd be like, JK, we love each other. Ha, ah.
Because Instagram likes relationships.
People love babies. Mm. They love relationships. They love weddings.
Yeah.
Did that once.
How was your content? I mean, you probably got really good engagement.
Oh, so good. That's how I got to a million.
Yeah.
I got to get married. Is there going to be a hostile takeover? Still,
yeah,
like,
what is going
what
on?
What the fuck is
China's
happening?
China's coming, taking
it's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, I guess we did it. Is there anything else? Any other hot content we need to cover now that we got Morgan back?
I'm back. Remember, I really faded.
Anything?
I'm up.
Anything? Yeah. Anything we're missing before?
I don't know McDonald's here or anything. I mean, you guys should have been a snack or something.
I mean, we're skinny.
You are skinny. I'm skinny. I'm running this weekend.
You could have come.
No. Are you running again?
Yeah.
I haven't seen a lot of running.
Why don't you
content.
Go to D's Run Club?
Come on, Run Club.
They'd love you. Bounce around.
There's a lot of nice guys there you could meet.
Young guys. You're not 25-year-olds? I could hook you up.
27 is the lowest I'd do.
26?
There's probably some 28-year-olds.
Pete, Wisconsin.
Are you 23?
Wisconsin,
sorry,
Pete. You just broke
That's
his
what
heart.
A 23-year-old looks like?
Yeah.
From Wisconsin. He's a
purebred
whole milk. I got a lot of whole milk. Swiss here. I'm the last person. They're like oat milk, almond milk. I'm like real fucking milk, bitch. Real milk in my coffee. Cream, actually. Cream.
There you go. There's like the hard hitting news that we like to cover.
Cool.
Let's wrap it up.
All right.
Guys, have a good weekend.
Thanks, Morgan.
Thank you, Morgan.
Thanks, guys. Morgan. So fun. I'm coming back when we don't talk about the MB fucking A.